response to two recent high-profile shooting incidents by Lawrence Bishnoi gang members and M-1 involving the murder of former Minister Baba Siddiq and the other an attempted attack on actor Salman Khan's residence and M-The Mumbai police have intensified security measures across the city to prevent further violence. According to the police sources, investigations revealed that in both cases the attackers had travelled from outside the city, stayed in rented accommodations in Mumbai and surrounding areas, and used local SIM cards and second-hand vehicles to carry out their plans. These findings have prompted police to strengthen security protocols for prominent figures and increase overall vigilance across Mumbai. The Mumbai police have issued directives to all police stations and asked them to conduct meetings with local businesses and community stakeholders like hotel and lodge owners, real estate agents, tour operators and garage owners to provide guidelines on necessary actions and safety precautions. Business owners will also be urged to immediately report any suspicious activity to the police, ensuring proactive measures to prevent any future incidents. All police stations in Mumbai have been holding meetings over the past 2 weeks with people from various sectors. These meetings focus on guidelines regarding necessary actions and precautions, emphasizing the importance of promptly reporting any suspicious activity to the police. This proactive approach aims to enable timely investigation and prevent potential incidents. Strengthening these local connections will also expand police resources and enhance their ability to receive timely information, said an IPS officer. Garage owners are being instructed to collect complete information about individuals buying or selling vehicles or bikes. Real estate agents have been advised to gather thorough details before renting out houses, shops, or go-downs and to monitor the activities of tenants closely. Any suspicious behavior should be immediately reported to the police. Mobile phone and SIM card sellers have been directed not to issue SIM cards without proper documentation and to retain records of bulk SIM buyers, also sharing this information with the police. Similarly, tour and travel operators must obtain full information before renting vehicles or bikes to anyone. Business owners, particularly shopkeepers, are advised to maintain CCTV surveillance in their establishments, especially during the election season, and to report any suspicious individuals or activities to the police without delay, the officer added. The regular meetings between police officers and mohalla committees have proven to be highly beneficial, providing valuable insights into local communities. The police are now holding meetings with local business owners and stakeholders to further expand its network of information sources. Inputs and suggestions gathered from these groups enhance the police's ability to promptly detect and prevent potential incidents or accidents in Mumbai. Constable providing security to Zeeshan Siddiq. Suspended. A police constable deployed for the security of MLA Zeeshan Siddiq has been placed under suspension after he was found missing from his duty spot during a surprise visit by the area's DCP, a police officer said on Monday. The MLA recently met Zonal Deputy Commissioner of Police Dikshit Gedam and expressed displeasure at his security detail. DCP Gedam then visited Zeeshan Siddiq's house to assess his security cover and found Constable Vishal Ashok Tange missing from his spot, he said. The Bandra East MLA's father and former state minister Baba Siddiq was gunned down in Nirmal Nagar area on October 12. Following this, Zeeshan's security was enhanced, and